Holy Family Elementary in Hays has kicked off the school year. Principal Rachel Wentling, along with Assistant Principal Gene Flax, stopped by to share some updates on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's going well. I feel like we're starting to hit that coasting mode.
Get in a routine.
Yeah.
Love to hear that. You know, we talk about this every year as you guys kick off the year, but down there at Holy Family, you got a theme every year, and I'm wondering this year maybe a good way to start this is, what are we thinking for this year?
So this year, our virtue for the year is hope. And so we're using a scripture that those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. So we're really focusing on that soar word, virtue of hope, but we're kind of using that soar as an image for the students to, to really, challenge them to rise up and to do the best that they possibly can to fulfill their potential. Then at the diocesan level, Mr. Jeff Andrews, our superintendent, has been really focusing on the Lord, it is good that we are here. So recognizing that it's good that we're all together.
Yeah. You know, I think about those kiddos now that are in like first, second grade, and they're going to miss that pandemic. And then those older kiddos, that experience they had, it's going to be so different. And of course, all of the educators are going to remember that. And I would think I know it's in my world. I just continually remain grateful that we're not dealing with that as well, or, continuing and, hopefully never have to do anything like that again. Well, but anyway.
Absolutely. I don't think people realize just how much of a setback those 2 years were. There was a huge, huge gap in there. And I think that personally, I've noticed that those young kids that weren't in school aren't as receptive maybe to the adults outside as those that have been in school. Mm-hmm. But those that missed that first year, really, it really affected them.
Yeah, I mean, everything at that age is such a progression. And yeah, one little setback, or not even a little setback, this is a huge setback, but every setback kind of, it impacts the rest of their educational experience. Yeah,
faces mean a lot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on a more positive note,
yes.
how's everybody getting back into the school? Is enrollment looking good?
Yeah, enrollment looks good. We have, we have openings throughout the building, but we have real nice class sizes and, our preschoolers are starting today. We've got a nice group this morning getting started. I feel like we're in really good shape this year.
With those preschoolers, I bet that's just a madness every year. My little one, he's starting a semi-preschool down at Tiger Tots. Uh-huh. And he got to meet some of the other little kids. And I just think about all those little 4 and 5 year olds we get together for the first few times and just the fun and excitement that is just permeated, but probably also a lot of nervousness with little kids, right?
I think it runs the whole gamut.
Yeah, I think that you find out really quickly who's got siblings at home and who doesn't, because there is that pecking order, so to speak. But it's exciting. And some of those kids came in just thrilled this morning. Some of them came in a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah. There's always a few tears. And I have to say that I am overly impressed with our kindergartners. I thought our kindergartners rocked it last week. They were, lunch is always the hardest part with kindergarten when they haven't done lunch before. And, I think by the third day they really didn't need our help anymore. And that was, I just was really impressed. They did a great job. So it's been fun. Love watching them. Their minds are just sponges and they just grow and develop, and where they are at the beginning of the year and where they are at the end of the year. It's amazing. And I think that's why people who work in schools love working in schools, because you just watch that growth and development, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's got to be tremendously rewarding too. Just every day is a new, every little benchmark or check mark you get to get with those kids probably just warms the heart.
Yeah. Those light bulb moments are really important.
And for me, going into the classrooms on a regular basis, when they first learn how to read, and Mr. Flax, come listen to me. And that's, like you said, rewarding. I don't know if that's even the proper word. It's so fulfilling to me. And, but it's fun, like you said, watching them grow.
Incredible. So, yeah, you're into the first week. You're kicking off the second week. You're back to school bash in conjunction with TMP, right? How'd that go?
I was blown away with the event that they put together. The number of activities for the kids was, they had a blast. Mr. Flax was a little bit more over. I was with the volleyball scrimmage. I had a daughter playing volleyball, but I think you were over with the younger kids.
Yeah. There were more bounce houses than I've ever seen. And, my grandchildren just went through them and through them and through them and through them. But there were activities for, I think, every age group, basically, and well-attended excitement. And I didn't think it was extremely hot, which was a positive in itself. And so, I'm not going to lie to you. I was apprehensive last year of having this back-to-school bash. I'd never been to one since I was not coaching. And so I had nothing to do with them other than coaching football practice at that time. And so, I think it's something that was needed to be brought back. It has been brought back. I don't know if it's ever totally left, but, the way it's grown, I think it's really incorporated both schools very well.
Yeah. Our parents, they put a lot of pictures on our Facebook post. We asked them and it sounded like our students had an absolute blast, and my high schoolers, they had a great time too. So I think job well done to Kim Steckline and Joe Roth with the TMP Advancement Office. They kind of headed that up. But Amy and Brian Church are the HFV volunteers that kind of support the grade school side. And wow, they just knocked it out. It was great.
Awesome. Yeah, we had Joe and Kim with us last week, and they kind of gave us a little preview of that event, and it really did sound fun. And what I always love about events like that with the Catholic schools here in Hayes is it's inclusive. It's not just your students or your affiliations. It's open to the community. And that's something that I think is really special for Hayes, that we have two independent school systems that are really just so connected and concerned about each other and the community and work together so well.
Yes, everybody was invited, and we had a lot of community businesses and members who made it possible. So yes, it's definitely an inclusive event. It's for everybody to be there to really, to kick off, to celebrate the start of the school year.
Very cool. And now we got to talk about this. You've got your parent info night that is coming up. It looks like tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Every year we invite all the parents to come in. They hear a message from me. Then we send them to their teachers. They get to hear from the homeroom teachers. The rest of us are just around to answer questions and be a presence to just help everybody, get what they need to kick off the school year.
And it's really big for me in the fact that, well, I think Rachel too, and the fact that a lot of these parents we had in high school at TMP when we were both there. And so just the reminiscing, maybe, so to speak, is a lot of fun.
I was hearing the other day about, it was my preschool instructor. She's on that generational gap where now she is taking care of little kids, of kids that she took care of, X amount of years ago. And I don't know. It's got to make you feel a little old, but also it's got to be like,
he is old.
And believe me, I've got friends now that they've got high schoolers that are coming into college, and I'm feeling that too, but it's got to be like, I don't know. How do you describe that feeling to get to that second generation and know that you've impacted a family at that point for so long?
They do grow up.
Yes. So for those who don't know, Gene and I worked together for 12 years at TMP, and we were assistant principals together for 5 of those years. And we were on discipline duty together. We were good cop, bad cop.
I can't imagine which was which.
Well, I think it would switch depending on the situation sometimes. Sometimes I was bad cop. And I think we still do that from now even.
We do, yes.
But I think Gene would agree with this, that it is one of, I think, our greatest blessings when our students, our former students, entrust their kids to our care. That is a wonderful blessing to us, and we're so grateful for that, and get to see them grow up and become professionals, from when they were in high school. And you, once again, it's just like the preschoolers and the kindergartners and those little kids watching them grow and develop. We love watching our former students grow up and develop. And yeah, you know, it does, the time marches on. But I think it's fair to say, I think we probably both still feel like we, as young as we were when we started teaching.
Well,
for the most part.
I do feel younger now. It's more relaxed atmosphere for me than it had been for years. But I got the best of both worlds because I get to work with young kids, but I also have 6 grandkids in the school. So, man, what a blessing.
Absolutely. Okay, so this event coming up tomorrow night, you're going to talk about updated policies and procedures and show them in the classrooms, but anything else that you think the folks out there listening maybe need to know about that event before they roll in?
Yeah, we love to see parents. We want to see, we know that your child's education is a partnership with us. It's not, us versus them sort of. We want to see you there. This helps strengthen that relationship and that partnership. Our IT director will be there to scan parent fingerprints if that's how they're able to get themselves into the building during the school day. So
that's probably an important thing to have on record.
Yeah,
there,
it's one of those things you have to come in person to do. We cannot do that online. Mm-hmm. So he'll be there. He'll be set up. And we just love seeing parents have great conversations and answer questions. So please come. We look forward to meeting with them.
And our school can't function without the parent involvement, their volunteerism and stuff like that. And so it's an opportunity to try to coerce parents into getting more involved in their students' education.
Yeah. So it's a great night. Looking forward to it.
Very cool. Again, then it's kicking off. Does everybody need to be there at 7, or is it a staggered kind of open house feel?
We start at 7 in the gym, and then I'll dismiss after my portion of the evening to their homerooms. There's 2 sessions. So if they have 4 kids in the school, if they come with 2 parents, they can potentially get to 4 homerooms.
Okay. So make sure you're there by 7 if you're if you want to attend that. And do attend, because that's going to be an important way to help kick off the year.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got about under a minute or so left. Any other last thoughts or anything else we want to hit on before we go?
Well, we're one day closer to winter. That's a positive.
That's my hot-blooded friend over there.
They're sneaking back up. I think it's going to hit 90 today.
Oh, is it? Yeah. It was beautiful this morning. Mm-hmm. Wow. I went out early this morning, needed a jacket. That was great.
Yeah.
So cooling off in the evenings.
Yeah,
fall is
there,
around
though.
The corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're I'm happy to be back in school. I think it's always, seeing the summer come to an end is always kind of there's a sadness associated with it. But I do think that there's a certain amount of satisfaction when we're all back into a routine. The kids are doing what they're supposed to be doing, learning, and everything is back and right and normal again.
I think the teachers are excited. I think the kids are excited. I think we're going to have a great year.